Hello, folks. I am Vincent. This is Nerd One, and welcome to my podcast. So, I have a question for you. Have you ever seen a movie that's considered so bad that it's good? It sounds redundant, doesn't it? But with the recent showing of, well, recent release of the Madame Web movie, and just the horrible, horrible things I'm hearing about it, I mean, I haven't seen it yet. I'm almost tempted to, because, you know, I'm reading things online, I'm seeing some of the dialogue released online, and it just looks so bad. I mean, it's been trash in the reviews so far. It's been out for 3 weeks now? 4 weeks now? Wait, it was Valentine's Day thing. And just, from what I've seen so far of, like I said, things leaked online, it's just, I don't know, I'm tempted to see it. I mean, I know I will once it comes on streaming, because I'm pretty sure it will quickly to recover whatever money it can, but it kind of made me think, there's other movies out there as well that are so bad that they're good. Like, I mean, if you're listening to this, I assume you've all seen the movie Batman Robin. You know, the George Clooney Batman? Yeah, that one. With the very pun-filled Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mr. Freeze. It is such a campy movie that sometimes it's just fun to watch. It's horrible. They did Bane so bad in that movie. But I don't know, and even now, another one was Morbius that came out, 2023, 2022? I think, I forget, but it was one of those movies of, you wanted to go see it because you were hopeful, but upon seeing it, you're just like, when will this end? And then as it goes on, it just gets more and more ridiculous. I mean, Matt Smith in it was brilliant, but the rest of the movie was just like, why does this exist? But, sorry, it just keeps coming to mind. Another movie that I saw that was, I was actually laughing at in theaters, and this is supposed to be a serious movie, was Moonfall. This seemed like, and no offense, the Sci-Fi Channel, you know, movie of the week, but it had a really strong cast to it, but the whole thing was just, like, absurd, and it's all, like, hell, I'm not gonna ruin it. It's one of those, if you haven't seen it, watch it. It will either piss you off so bad, you know, turn it off, or it'll make you laugh so much, you're going to finish it. There is no in-between. There's no, hey, this is so good of a movie. No, this one is so bad that you're only on one extreme or the other. You know, one movie I haven't seen that just got pounded and horrified at the box office was Cats. This was supposed to be like the movie to change all musicals, and it got mocked so much that there was an online petition called Release the Butthole Edition. It's true. If you Google it, you will find it if it's still up for petition, but it did exist, and it was just one of those, I may have to see it just because it's so horribly bad. A lot of horror movies as well kind of go that route, where they try to be, either they try to be good, and they fail horribly, and it's just like, well, it becomes campy, or they understand that it's a campy movie, and they try to camp the hell out of it. Those ones are fun. Honestly, there's so many horror movies out right now. I'm pretty sure if you just, you know, find one that's free, like on Vudu or something, pretty sure it's going to be campy as hell. And it may be that bad or that good. But, you know, I'm one of those guys who I really enjoy, like, a terrible movie. Like one of those, dear God, what were they thinking kind of movies. And yeah, I'm a rare breed. Most people would, you know, not bother with a movie that's, you know, been deemed bad. But, I mean, in this age of Hollywood remakes, you know, pandering to anyone and anything that they can to gain some sort of audience, it's almost getting to the point where we have to enjoy the campy movies, where we have to enjoy the horrible ones and just laugh at them, knowing that someone, some bigwig, greenlit that movie and said, this is gonna be amazing, this is gonna launch a whole franchise, only to see it, you know, bomb so horribly at the box office that I think I saw in like one report that I guess some major movie chain, I'm not sure who it was, basically said that they were actively seeing ticket sales go down like in real time and were praying for at least getting Shazam 2 numbers. And that made me want to see the movie more. But also made me kind of sad because I had forgotten Shazam 2 even existed. I haven't even seen it. And I think it's on that list as well of movies that are so bad that they're good. I mean, I even saw Aquaman Lost Kingdom. That one just didn't know what it was doing. You know, it was trying to pull the whole, you know, action, comedy kind of thing that, you know, like Marvel used to do back when Marvel was like the powerhouse. But it just didn't know what it was doing. And to be honest, Amber Heard wasn't too much. Not a fan of hers. But, you know, I think I gotta watch a campy movie now. I know Dune's coming out, or it's out already. And it's supposed to be like the first big blockbuster of the year. And I hope it is. You know, I love a good campy movie, but there's nothing like a good epic. And Ghostbusters is coming out. Ghostbusters 4. That should be interesting as well. I think that's later this month. So, do you have a favorite campy movie? One that you can just watch, laugh at, even though they're trying to be serious as hell about it, and people are trying to be really good at writing this, but you just have to laugh at it. What's your favorite one? I think I got a few, but I kind of know what you think. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent, this is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter X at Nerd15. We're on Instagram, Nerd One Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And if you don't mind, please do share the episode. Like, subscribe. I'm not sure if it's called retweeting anymore. Re-exit, I guess. But share it however you want. Let's get the word out there and let's grow the nerddom. But until next time, stay safe out there. Wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon and have a phenomenal day.